Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
Express Ranches invites you to the big event. It's their annual production sale at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma, on Friday and Saturday, August 16th and 17th. They'll start at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon and then 11 a.m. on Saturday with a big event sale. Over 600 head to sell at this year's big event from Express. Details at expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches big event, August 16th and 17th, Yukon, Oklahoma.
Well, mark your calendars for the 580 Cattle Conference coming up August the 12th at the Woodward County Event Center in Woodward, Oklahoma. I had the opportunity to catch up with Troy White of Bull Creek Ag and Outdoors in Moreland to talk a little bit about this year's conference and who all is going to be in attendance.
Let's talk a little bit about how this all came together. You know, Dr. Richard Prather is our vet and has been for several years, and we've always had a conversation of how we would like to put a seminar together for cattlemen in our area that really help them understand the importance of vaccination protocols, the importance of matching the cow to your environment, the importance of low stress cattle handling, and all the things that, you know, there's a lot of things that matter in the cattle industry now and affect herd health and affect profitability. And my sister, Kristen Stinnett, met Dr. Grannon at a previous conference and was visiting with her afterwards and had the opportunity or the idea that, hey, why don't we try and bring her here to do something in Woodward? And the one day out of the year that Dr. Grannon could come to Woodward, Oklahoma is August the 12th. So we grabbed her and invited her down, and looking very much forward to having her here.
In addition to Dr. Grandin, speakers include Congressman Frank Lucas, who'll be updating everybody on the farm bill, Dr. Prather with the Ellis Animal Hospital, going to go over vaccination protocols, Dr. David Lallman from OSU, going to be talking about finding forage-efficient cows. Tom Fanning will also be there talking about adding and capturing value in the feed yard. And then the National Resources Conservation Service representatives are also going to give an overview of producer cost-share programs. Door prizes will be given, and the evening will close with a steak dinner and a performance by country music artist Claire Dunn. Tickets are $25 and can be purchased through the 580 Cattle Conference's Facebook page. For more information, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. Well, Congressman Frank Lucas and Congressman Max Miller have introduced the Weather Data Taxpayer Protection Act. This legislation is a critical step in improving the accuracy and reliability of weather prediction by ensuring weather tools purchased with taxpayer funds are more accurate, standardized, and they're able to account for ever-changing weather risks. The Weather Data Taxpayer Protection Act would establish a commission to ensure the quality, reliability, usability, timeliness, and accuracy of weather risk data and models utilized or purchased by federal departments and agencies. For millions of Americans, accurate weather predictions can make or break one's livelihood. Whether you work in the ag industry, the oil and gas industry, or on Main Street, rapidly changing weather patterns have increasingly affected our day-to-day lives, said Congressman Frank Lucas. We've accomplished so much in enhancing weather prediction, but there's still work to be done. That's why I'm proud to join Representative Miller in introducing the Weather Data Taxpayer Protection Act. Ensuring the proper use of taxpayer dollars will always be a priority of mine, echoed Congressman Miller. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that farmers and ranchers are the heartbeat of our communities. With every crop harvested and animal raised, you're not just growing food, you're nurturing the foundations of our communities. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.